Good afternoon. You are tuned to KGV in Bozeman. We are Gallatin Valley Community Radio, 95.9 on your FM dial or kgvm.org online. Or maybe you're watching this on the Loken Productions YouTube channel. And if you are, pro tip, there's a like button right underneath the video. You can push that if you like what you're seeing, and I hope you do. Or you can hit the subscribe button and find out about more of these when they come up. We're in the studio today with Lena Rich and Cabot Metz. I want to thank you guys for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Well,
thanks,
happy
Bob.
To be here.
Yeah. I was trying to remember. I think maybe the first time I saw you was last summer. How long have you been performing here in the Gallatin Valley area?
Yeah, I've on and off since about 2016. But yeah, been living here full time since 2021. So yeah, about since then, I would say.
Yeah. Cool. And perform solo, perform with Cabot. I guess I've seen you with, I think, Ani playing fiddle with you sometimes.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I had been playing solo for a while, and it kind of took me a while to find, to really find musicians that felt like a great fit. So, yeah, I've been loving playing with Cabot for, about a year now. So,
yeah,
and we did a little duo tour this past winter that was great and got some stuff lined up for the summer and the fall, so... Yeah, it's been really fun.
Duo stuff?
Yeah, duo stuff, yeah.
Cool.
Sometimes with a band, too, but...
Yeah. What's the band makeup?
Yeah, we play with Austin Belluccio on drums.
Oh.
It was great. Sometimes Ani on fiddle. Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right, well, I think maybe we'll listen to some songs and then we'll chat a little more.
Sounds great. Got it by accident. Turn, I'm in the running car, watching the last light burn down over the hill. AM radio on, all the songs sound the same. You knew everyone. Next station. Preacher, plenty to say. I don't care if he's safe.
That's a pretty song.
Thanks.
Sometimes I have these random thoughts while I'm watching people play it. And one of the random thoughts that popped into my head was I was just thinking about like how you very, very rarely see a pedal steel in a like a duo or a small combo. It's always, you know, it's always a big band.
Mm-hmm.
And after the first couple of songs, I found myself wondering why that is, because it seems like it worked really well. So it's it's kind of curious that more people don't do that, I guess.
Yeah.
Don't encourage it.
Yeah, exactly.
keep your
don't
niche.
Don't encourage that now.
Keep the niche small.
Not recommended.
A lot of gear.
Yeah. Sure. Well, that's probably true. Were those all your songs that you wrote?
Yep, they were. Combination of CDs and an older one that's out already, but AM Radio is a new tune that's coming out on my album that's going to be released this fall, so fun to play that one. And In Plain Sight, which is also a new one, that's the last one we played.
Yeah.
Also coming out on that same album this fall.
Is the album in progress? Is it mostly wrapped up?
Or? I would say it's still in progress, but very close to being done after a long time. So
yeah,
very close. More like finishing touches. All the recording, mostly all the recording is done. So yeah, really exciting, and it's been a long time coming. So it feels really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where did you record it around here or?
Kind of. It's been it's been a long time in the works. I recorded kind of like the foundations of, I would say, like half the songs in New York a few years ago with my producer. His name is Daniel Marcus. Has a small studio there called Juniper Sound. So, we recorded kind of like the foundations with the idea of coming back to Montana and filling it out with musicians from here, overdubbing. And then we did a few songs with Jamie Warren in Livingston
at
Free River Studios. So, that was great, too, with musicians from around Bozeman. So
I sometimes wonder, you know, things have changed so dramatically in the way that people consume music and the demands for how they want to consume it and stuff. I think a lot of the people that I know that make music still get excited about the idea of doing albums instead mm-hmm. of, I think... Mm-hmm. My understanding is that there's a fair amount of pressure now to maybe pivot towards doing singles and doing them more often,
mm-hmm.
which maybe isn't new. I was just like mm-hmm. a couple of days ago, it was Muddy Waters' birthday. And so I was kind of, digging through some stuff. And it's like, for the first, 10 or 15 years after he went to Chicago, that's mm-hmm. all he did was mm-hmm. singles. You know, they didn't actually make an album for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
so maybe this isn't something new, but like in mm-hmm. the last 40 or 50 years, it seems like the album has been king. So, you felt like still some sort of a drive to put together an album instead of just keep making mm-hmm. singles.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. I think the industry, like in quotations in general, is definitely pushing that for sure. A ton of singles, like every 6 weeks a single, and kind of riding that momentum is definitely like the recommended, I don't know, approach. But I don't know, I think as a music listener, there's something really special about an album. And for me, all these songs and this collection of music, the album, as it's going to be, feels like, I don't know, such a timestamp and a representation of, I don't know, where I'm at in my music and finally settling on a sound that feels authentic to me after, a few years of kind of, I felt like I was really trying to sound like something else, trying to like add all this production. And I just felt like, I was struggling to just to settle in with my own authentic sound. So I feel like I've finally done that. So even if, not a ton of people want to listen to the whole album, I feel like just for me as like a project, it feels right for these songs. And I'll still release a good amount of singles like this spring and through the summer. But, coming together with the album in the fall. So,
Nice. Yeah, I mean, I still like listening to the whole album. I will get singles and I'll listen to them or, mm-hmm. put them on the radio and stuff. But they're still, I'm old, and so I still like to sit down and listen to a whole album.
Yeah, I think albums are great.
To fit, see what it is about the collection of songs that's more than each one by itself.
Totally,
So do you feel, so your album is maybe a little more, maybe not sparsely produced, but it's not a big production thing.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Just, I would say like Americana, folk Americana. So yeah, more, you know, real instrument sounds and focusing on getting like strong takes and strong performances rather than like, oh, how can we get creative with adding like all these textures and augmenting things, which is cool too. And that was fun, but yeah, I'm excited about this. So
cool. Well, yeah, I wonder if we'll maybe listen to a few more songs.
Yeah, definitely.
What do you have next?
Up next is Apocalypse, cool. Which is the first single from the album coming out, speaking of singles, which is coming out pretty soon on April 25th. Yeah, you can just find that anywhere you listen.
Situated again, sorry.
A little birdie told me that you might be able to catch that on KGVM here pretty soon. So.
Yay!
I think I've actually played a live version of it. You did that at Live from the Divide.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. It's all you.
Thank you. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
When they sent out the warnings, I didn't believe that something was coming for you and me. I was doing my best, back on the horse, back in the saddle, breathing clean. A horse and a cat.
Just tuning in, you're tuned to KGV in Bozeman, Gallatin Valley Community Radio, 95.9 FM, KGVM.org online, or maybe you're watching on the Loken Productions YouTube channel. Again, there's a like button down there. I hope you like this, and if you do, you can punch that button or hit the subscribe button and you'll get updates whenever there's new content available from Loken Productions. We are out in the Tune Factory. Pat Loken's hosting us, doing all the video, audio, all the work, so we can just have fun.
Thanks, Pat.
So that song Apocalypse, is that is it a pretty new composition?
Kind of. Let's see. I wrote it not this past winter, but the previous.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't write songs, but if I was writing an apocalypse song now,
absolutely,
it might be pretty dark.
Definitely. I know. I always say that when I play it. I'm like, pretty timely.
I wonder if as the historians in the future dissect the point in time we're at now, if they'll discover that that lyrics all just kind of migrate and morph into, like, everything's going to be metal screamcore here in a year or so. I don't know.
Our time's coming to an end.
It's a big plummet.
So, yeah, Apocalypse, the first single off the new album.
Yeah, coming out April 25th.
Cool.
Yeah.
And that last song, is that going to be on the album too?
Yeah, that'll also be on the album. Yeah, it's called Windsor Fair. Yeah, just wrote that kind of inspired by growing up in rural Maine, and it's kind of a true story. We'd go to this fair called the Windsor Fair every summer, and yeah.
Yeah, nice. Have to maintain the illusion that the steel guitar is not for every song, although it really is.
Agreed.
You over there on three?
We're very numerical in our discussions. Very practical.
As an engineer, I can appreciate that. Just stick with the numbers.
Did I tell you? that song until you said it was your favorite. Now I listen on repeat, trying to find you in the lyrics. There are embers, I can feel it burning inside you. Still remember how you tasted. You remember too.
King Tide?
Go ahead.
Oh.
Yeah, if you want to go ahead.
Sure. I think that was three.
lot of your songs seem like they're first person, maybe pretty introspective songs.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So I was kind of wondering, now that you're kind of on the brink of finishing up the album and stuff, do you have new songs that are starting to pile up? Is there, like, are you a ways out from thinking about the next album, or?
Yeah, good question. Yeah, I would say I'm definitely writing a good amount right now, which is fun. I feel like it really, it comes in waves. Does right it? Now. Yeah, and even, I mean, we tacked on a couple new songs pretty last minute to the album. In Plain Sight, like that we played, that one's pretty new, so kind of tacked that on. King Tide's newer as well, so yeah, I feel like I'm not that far out from thinking about the next one, which is nice. It's nice not to feel stuck, because that happens too, you know?
Yeah. this kind of period of a lot of songs coming, is that a, does that typically last for a while? Is it kind of a come and go, or when you get into the groove, does it kind of last for a while? Or?
Yeah, I would say it's like a 6 month. That's generally how it feels. And then, it might be a few months, maybe 3 or 4 of feeling, kind of stuck, kind of uninspired. And then, you just keep hoping it keeps coming back.
Yeah.
That's all you can do.
I'm sure that external factors are probably a big part of that. Is it easier to write in the winter or harder?
Good question. I wouldn't say it's really that different based on the seasons for me. I think if I'm feeling really stagnant in general, it's hard to write.
Yeah.
Whatever that is. So, if I'm not like listening to a lot of music, if I'm not playing a lot of music, if I'm not just like physically moving a lot, like just traveling, even, you know, not like world travel, but just kind of, moving around, seeing new places. And when I stop really moving in all the ways, that's when I feel like I hit those blocks.
It gets a little harder.
Yeah, just trying to stay moving.
I mean, that's a good thing. That's an easy thing to do to maybe break out of the rut.
Yeah, totally.
Just get out and go somewhere.
Yeah, for sure. No, it really does help me. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of participating in the Yellowstone Women's Music Collective.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Such a great group. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that something that, are there collaborations or on songwriting or anything that go on with that? Or have you done any of that?
Maybe. I haven't really been a part of that yet. I'm not sure if the group has done that, but yeah, that's a great idea. Definitely something I need to get stronger at. I tend to just like to be really alone writing. So
right by
I do
yourself.
Want to work on collaborating and getting more comfortable with that. Yeah. And I love that group. It's such an awesome like safe space for trying out so many different things. So that would probably be the perfect place for it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine for some people it's probably natural or easy, but trying to get in the same mind space to like write a song together seems like that could be challenging.
I think it could really be challenging. And for me, I need to write I need to try out so many like cringy ideas first, you know? And like, that's like a huge part of the process. And I'm not sure if I would want anyone to hear that.
That might not be a thing that you want other people watching the sausage being made.
Exactly.
Nice. All right.
Yeah.
We got about 12 minutes or so.
We already did that one, huh?
That one.
Yep.
Too fast, not so when I want it so badly.
want to do another one before something in between?
Ohio.
Yeah, let's do it. Got one more for ya. Oh, just looking at your guitar. So nice.
So are steel guitar players collectors of instruments too?
I think it goes with the territory, yeah.
it's not really an instrument specific.
I think I have my entire apartment is just like instruments at this point. Kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
I think I have three of these now.
Yeah.
And I'm always looking for more. If anyone has any they want to get rid of for a really decent price or really perhaps as a gift, I would take it anytime.
Nice. Mm. Support your local musicians. Give them instruments.
That's right.
Like we could start a new thing.
And I started enjoying working on them and getting into the mechanics.
Oh, yeah.
I got this one in April. And it completely took it all apart, and I put it back together. And it's a little janky in some ways, but they didn't think it was that cool in Nashville, but it works.
Yeah. When you put it back together, were there any spare parts that you were scratching your head about?
There actually was, yeah, a couple. It's where did that go?
It's funny. I think, you can't hardly unscrew a nut off of a a bolt without ended up with extra parts sometimes. So.
No. Cool.
Song too.
Thanks.
So Apocalypse out the 25th of April.
Yeah.
Do you know what the next single will be yet?
Yeah, it's King Tide, which we played here. And that'll be out towards the end of May.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do you have a name for the album yet?
I haven't settled on one, but I have, yeah, I've narrowed it down to candidates. A couple options. Yeah.
Can we take a vote?
Yeah.
Can we have KGVM take a vote?
Maybe.
Well, I want to thank you guys very much for coming in and playing for us today.
Yeah, thank you.
Looking
so
forward
much,
to the singles and the album.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Bob. Thank you, Pat.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. And yeah, everything you do for the music community here. Really appreciate it.
Cool. Well, you've been listening to the Musician Spotlight here on KGVM. Keep it tuned right here. And we're getting our act together again. There'll be some more of these coming up. So keep it tuned and have a great night, everyone.